Welcome to Bon Jovi Discussions. Today, I have my friend Anika, who has been on the podcast before. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, everyone.
Looks like you're ready to go to the beach after this.
Yeah, but also, I think if John has taught us one thing, it's always to wear sunglasses wherever you go.
If you're a rock star.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
You found any excuse to wear sunglasses.
Exactly. I put my pair on, but they're downstairs and I don't have time for that. Anyway, we are going to talk about The People's House, which is a new song from the new album Forever, in case someone didn't know already. But the reason that we're going to talk about this today is because there is a new version that came out today that features War and Treaty, which we'll get into in a little bit. But what I figured we would do is also, obviously, we're going to talk about that version, but I'd like to talk about the song as a whole. And but today was kind of an unexpected, like out of the blue, it just came out.
Yeah, it just, honestly, I went on Twitter this morning and everyone had shared it. I was like, I didn't know there was a new song out.
Happy Friday.
A new version of the song. Yeah, happy Friday.
Here you go. But no, what... because John had said a few months ago that there was some going to be some collaborations coming, and I guess this is one of the first ones. But yeah, it was I wasn't expecting it. I think it's pretty cool. But let's go back to the original version first. The song overall. What was your reaction when you first heard the song on Forever?
So I first heard it in London during the album listening party. And I really liked it. I liked the rhythm of it. It gave me quite of like the early Bon Jovi vibes, like in the like late 80s, early 90s, you know, keep the faith a little bit. So I quite enjoyed it. But it didn't stand out as such for me during the listening party because we listened to the whole album straight on in one go. And then when the album released, the song was literally like stuck in my head for days, just going on the loop. So yeah, I mean, unsurprising term, really.
Yeah, I think it's a good song. It definitely, you know, because a lot of Forever has a lot of, you know, throwbacks to their career, you know, like Walls of Jericho, you know, One More Time with Feeling, you know, hints at that. And so every song kind of has a hint to something. But so like just a little bit ago, for me, it reminds me of Keep the Faith a lot. And I don't know, have you ever heard of the 2009 Oh Happy Days version of Keep the Faith that John did? I forget the group was, but it was like a gospel type album. And one of the songs they featured was Keep the Faith, and John was featured on it. You've never heard it?
I might have during like the playlist. But like it doesn't jump out, like maybe I've heard it like once or twice, like during the playlist while like I just have it on the background.
Okay.
But like I just can't quite place it at the moment.
Well, if you have, and anyone that's listening to this podcast, because to be fair to you and everyone else, it's kind of been like a forgotten track. It doesn't not make me talk about it. Go to YouTube, search Bon Jovi, Keep the Faith, Oh Happy Days.
Okay.
Thank me later.
Okay, we'll do.
But it has a very gospel sound to it. So for me, I think The People's House is 1992 Keep the Faith meets 2009 Keep the Faith Oh Happy Days version. And you know, because you get that keyboard, that dun, 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 you know. And but yeah, I love the song. It reminds me a lot of Keep the Faith. The meaning, obviously, you know, John has said that he kind of wrote this right after 2020. It was like in the midst and ending of the pandemic. And I think a lot of it has to do with like the White House riots at the time. But he says that it's about more, that we have more in common than we have differences, and we're still one. It's the house of you and me, and that we need to learn and understand each other more.
Yeah.
And I think that's my favorite part about the song, is the message behind it, because unity is better than being separated, in my opinion. You know, I think
absolutely.
If we all came together, the world would be a better place.
Yeah, it
So,
has a really, like, if you dive into the lyrics, it has a really deep meaning.
yeah.
And you can tell it's quite personal, really.
Exactly. Yeah. And so let's get into War and Treaty. So a little bit of back. So I was not very familiar with War and Treaty. I remember that they played, I forget what song that they did back in Music Cares when John was being honored. Do you remember what song that they did at that concert? I'm drawing a blank right now.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank as well.
Yeah.
Because, like,
No,
it was quite difficult for me to see it in the UK because
yeah.
obviously they didn't live broadcast it. Like, the snippets that I saw, like, I just can't quite place it at the moment.
Well, I am so curious that I am Googling it. I'll be
Cool.
there for you. Yeah, I
Oh.
knew it was a ballad of some sort, but yeah, they did. I'll be there for you. And I remember watching the Music Cares thing, and I was really impressed. I think they're like them, and I forget the other, but I was really impressed with War and Treaty. And you know, fast forward a few months later, here we are with a collaboration. And so, but so War and Treaty, they're a husband and wife, Michael and Tanya Trotter. And I kind of checked out some of their stuff today, and they're really good. They're very country-ish, gospel, blues, and soul type sound, which is, you know, I really like. And they're fun to watch, especially Michael. He has this kind of high energy. He's just kind of entertaining to watch. You know, he has a way of just pulling you in. And so yeah, and so the cover that we got today was obviously, you know, John's wearing the Bon Jovi Forever jacket, you know, and I think this is a
Love that
studio
cover.
shot. I think it's a studio shot because if you can tell in the back, it looks like it's like in a studio and like a photography studio, not a recording studio, photography studio. And he's kind of tilted off to the side. And I think that's a really cool image. And so I was kind of bummed that was kind of like an outtake image for the album, but it's kind of cool that they're able to use it in some way or another. So obviously, as you know, it has the Bon Jovi logo on the back of the jacket underneath in cursive War and Treaty.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
No,
And
the cover is amazing. Like, I really love it.
yeah. You know, so overall for me, this song screams gospel. It screams, and I think the way that this collaboration is, like the song on the album is great, but the collaboration really makes the song what I think it's intended to sound like, gospel and together. And you know, it has that church feeling of unity, you know, like we're all in this. What was so when you first listened to it this morning, what was your reaction to it?
I was taken aback a little bit. I was literally just like, okay, like, I can't quite place my finger on, like, what it is, you know, like, because it sounded so different, and even the beginning sounds really different, like the intro bit. And I was like, okay. So then I looked into the War and Treaty a little bit, and I was like, ah, that makes sense. It's rock meets gospel and soul, like, it's really,
Yeah.
like, you know, southern feel of it. So, and then it took me like about three or four listens to get really into that version,
Yeah.
but I mean, I like it. Yeah, it's
It,
really interesting.
yeah, it go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, like, it's really interesting, and like the harmonies as well, the way they've done the harmonies in the, like, the chorus bit, was a bit, I was like quite surprised by it, like the way they did it, but it works. It really works.
I think it's very upbeat and funky, you know, with a gospel twist.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
One of the things that so I was listening to the original and the new version, and I don't think John re-recorded his vocals on the song, which I don't blame. I don't think there's any need to.
No, I don't think so either, because, like, with the harmonies, you can see, like, they are blending, but they're not blending as it would if they were in the studio together, in a way.
Right. So, you know, a lot of people, I know I just mentioned this because a lot of people were kind of commenting online about that. And in my personal opinion, I don't think John re-recorded his parts, and I don't think there's any need to, you know.
No.
And I think War and Treaty just kind of came in and did their parts, and you know, they could other. I really like Michael's vocals on the second verse, right in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And then the pre-chorus, I think the pre-chorus really makes you feel it. You know, when they're all three of them are singing, you know, building this house, and I thought that was pretty unique. You know what, but I say best part, but I'll say another best part is the third verse when Michael and Tanya are singing, and then John comes in at the end with the one another line, and then they go into the pre-chorus again. I thought that was brilliant. I love that. You know, like, because you don't hear John at all really in that third verse until one another, and then boom, you know, I cool.
Yeah, I really like that. Into it. I liked when Michael's vocals first came in, like the power and the energy that comes in, like it's something different.
Yeah. It like I can't say this enough. It really adds that gospel sound. You know, like you get a gospel vibe in the original, but once you get Michael coming in that song, you're like, we're in church kind of feeling. I kind of just the song overall, whether it's the original or even the new version, the guitar solo. It's not a solo that you would I like the solo, don't get me wrong. It's not a solo you'd expect for the song. Like I'm thinking something more edge hidden, if that makes sense. You know? You
I
know,
quite
it's
like this. I quite like the solo, because it kind of it's really gives the feel of the, like the early days Bon Jovi and all of that. But
yeah.
like, yeah, you're right. Like it, like originally when you're hearing this before the solo comes on, you would imagine the solo would be a little bit different.
Yeah, and the solo's not bad. It's a good solo.
No.
It's just something you don't
Yeah.
expect. You know, it's more of like
Yeah. Exactly.
it's like you're like the song
Waiting.
is like,
Yeah.
and then all of a sudden you're going. It just kind of, I don't know, but it's good. I still like it. And then I want to get into the final chorus of the new version. Michael's backing vocals on, when he sings in the background, this is people's. My handwriting is so sloppy here. Oh my God. And this is people's house, and then built these walls with it. Michael, you know, John delivered the line, lead vocal, and then Michael comes in with his backing vocal and kind of recreate the line. And I thought that was pretty cool too. Yeah.
It was really cool. Like it just gives the song like another dimension, and it reaches a wider audience as well. Like people who normally wouldn't listen to rock, but they're more into like, southern music and like gospel and soulful music,
Yeah.
they will find this song, and they will love it, and it might be their avenue into Bon Jovi.
Yeah. And you bring up a good point about, you know, being introduced to something new. You know, like Bon Jovi fans like us, we're being introduced to Warren Treaty, who are great. I would have never known about them if it wasn't for Bon
I
Jovi.
hadn't,
You know,
yeah, until today, I had never heard of them at all.
and maybe the same with Warren Treaty fans. Maybe they're like, who's this Bon Jovi? I know it's probably very rare. Nobody knows who Bon Jovi is, but you know, so maybe we'll have like a new legion of fans come on board now.
Yeah, probably. I mean,
But
who doesn't know Bon Jovi? But like, it might just, get them to check them out a little bit more and like
yeah.
actually get into the music like you and I did.
Absolutely. Well, anyway, do you have anything else you wanted to mention about the song?
Well, listen to it, and if you don't like at first, it might take a couple of listens to really get into it. So
Yeah.
don't be taken aback by it. Just keep flipping, flopping between the album version and that version, and it will grow on you like it
Yeah.
did on me. Like it took
Yeah.
me four listens.
I think that's
So
the hard part is once there's an original something, people don't want a reiteration of something. Perfect example, and I will stand by this until the day, even after I die, I'll stand by it. This Left Feels Right was phenomenal. I love that album. It helps me through my parents' divorce, and I just love the way that they did those songs. Anyway, people didn't like that album so much because it was a reincarnation of those songs. And so people are like, I'm not giving that a chance. You don't fuck with the original kind of, So I like you said, I think people have to really listen to it a few times in order to really, I've seen people online love it. I've seen some people online not like it. And that's okay. Hey, nothing wrong with either or.
But also like there are other songs in the album that took a couple of lessons to get into and like to actually really like them. Like, I think you mentioned before, like Seeds was one of those for you, where like it took you quite a few lessons to get really into Seeds. I instantly was like, that's interesting. I wouldn't expect that from them. But the more I listened to it, I just really got into it. So like it's with any song really, like despite the fact that there's an original version out there, just give it a shot. Just, what you got to lose.
Exactly. Well, Anika, thank you so much for taking the time to. I knew you'd bring the
No worries.
excitement to the podcast, and I am so glad you came on. For people that are still listening on this episode, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has kind of teamed up with me in honor of the podcast and the band's 40th anniversary. If you go to the Rock Hall shop right now online, and you could pick out any merchandise that you like, such as the Rock Halls merchandise, any bands merchandise, or especially Bon Jovi merchandise on the Rock Hall shop at checkout. If you put in BJ Discussions, you get 20% off of your order. So that's valid until October 31st. So I suggest you hop to.
Ooh. Ooh, I might get myself a birthday present from that.
When's your birthday?
27th of October. So literally right before the code runs out. So I'll
Happy
definitely check
early birthday.
it out.
Hey, at least you could say, as the first one to say happy birthday to
Exactly. Oh,
you.
if no one has seen it, have you seen What's Behind Cherry's Back? Like,
Oh yeah.
it's so cool.
Yeah,
Like, I can't believe you got that.
I can't believe it either, but it's here.
Amazing.
It's huge. The video doesn't do it justice. Trust me.
I can imagine.
Well, that photo is so monumental. For me, 1984 to 2018, and obviously this was the last. This is when the band was inducted, and this was the first time that Alec. Well, besides 2001, this was the first time Alec was rejoined the band since 1994. In celebration of the Rock Hall. And Richie also rejoined for the first time since 2013. And so for me, obviously, as we know it, we didn't know it then, but that would have been the last time that we'd see the full original lineup together, the five members, the
Yeah,
Alex Passon. And
I'm getting chills.
I know. And so for me, that photo is so special because it shows them from the beginning to essentially the end as the original lineup. And it's a David Bergman photo, and not for sale anywhere, unfortunately. It'd be a big money maker, though, that's for sure. But yep, there it is. I wasn't even
I
gonna
love
bring
it.
it up, and Anika brought it up. So
Sorry. Not sorry.
that's all right. Anyway, Anika, thank you. Stay on. I'm gonna end the
Welcome.
recording, but thank you again.
You're welcome. Happy
Thanks.
to be on.